Hello, Petersburg Borough voters. My name is Gary Morgan, the potential marijuana cultivator who has applied for license in the Pappy's Landing area. First of all, I'd like to dispel the persistent false statement that Doc and Bev Lopez wrote about in the editorial page in this week's Pilot newspaper and the KFSK Marijuana Call-In Show. Doc and Bev keep spreading the story about customers smoking pot behind the legal marijuana retail store in Ketchikan. Currently, there are no licensed retail establishments open for business in Alaska. Retail stores cannot open until a testing facility is online to test the product they put on their shelves. The first testing facility to open its doors is scheduled for mid-October. The first state-approved marijuana retail stores should open soon after. I hope you as citizens can see through the fear and mistruths that the prohibitionists are using to affect this vote. This vote is really a very simple question. Do we want to prohibit regulated and taxed legal commercial marijuana businesses? If your answer is yes, then you're supporting the untaxed, unregulated marijuana black market with no age limit. If you don't want to support the black market, then vote no. By voting no, you'll be allowing legal, regulated, taxpaying businesses to compete with the black market and sell only to 21 or older adults. If the opt-out initiative fails, a majority voting no, the benefit to the borough would be a substantial new tax revenue, from $60,000 to $80,000 the first couple years, eventually grown to $300,000 or more if additional businesses join in. My business will be supplying towns all over Southeast Alaska and the rest of the state. The first year or two, I plan to expand, and as I produce more and more product, my sales outside of Petersburg should double every 2 years for the first 6 years. This is a very conservative projection based on average growth in other legalized states. As the black market loses its market share, the legal market gains it. Other financial benefits to the community would include real estate purchases for expansion, hiring of local contractors and service providers, and hiring of new employees. Indoor commercial growers also consume large amounts of electricity, something we have a surplus of, and those proceeds go directly to the borough. It will take 4 to 6 years, but the marijuana black market will slowly lose a fight as the profit margin shrinks, and eventually it just won't be worthwhile to them financially. Prohibitionists in Petersburg are defending the black market. Prohibitionists largely are the black market. They don't want to be regulated, and they don't want to pay taxes on what they grow. I'll be selling my product to retailers for $140 to $180 an ounce. That scares the black market, and I expect to be selling even lower over the next few years. Testing costs only 11 cents per gram, or $3 an ounce, a very worthwhile price to pay to guarantee a clean, safe product for consumers. I can apply for commercial electric rates to the borough, the black market can't. I can expand to a size the black market can only dream of. I can grow 50 to 100 different strains per year, and in such quantity so cheap that the price will drop considerably until it's very affordable. When you sell in quantity, your profit margin can shrink. I can afford to sell at a lower profit margin because I sell in quantity. This is American Business 101, and its players are called McDonald's, Walmart, Costco, Amazon, just to name a few. Marijuana businesses in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado are flourishing. They are decimating the black market. I see no reason it won't work here. Finally, I'd like to impress upon you the importance of voting no and allowing legal businesses to operate in the borough. There are two good reasons. The first, according to the borough attorney, a yes vote could not be repealed or significantly changed for a period no shorter than 2 years. A no vote has a duration of 6 months. So if you vote no and allow legal businesses to operate, the assembly or citizens can create another opt-out or ordinance 6 months from now if the borough wants to change its direction. Each year the borough has the opportunity to approve or deny that business license renewal with the state. If the location or conduct of a business is not in line with what the community wants, the borough has the ability to shut its doors. This is why it's in the best interest of any licensed marijuana business to strictly enforce state and local regulations. Otherwise, they lose the opportunity to do business. The second reason to vote no is this. The first businesses that become established are likely to create strong business trust relationships between suppliers and retailers. 2 years from now, starting a company in Petersburg is almost certain to fail, as the new market will already be established. This means it's a now or never opportunity for Petersburg Borough to create this new revenue stream. A yes vote will mean some other community will earn this tax revenue instead. Another thing to consider is the state tax on these businesses. The tax revenue at the state level hasn't been decided on how it will be spent. If Alaska takes a page from Oregon, only those boroughs who don't opt out can receive this revenue. There are counties in Oregon right now that are desperately trying to overturn their opt-out decision, as they now realize the substantial amount of money they gave up. Thank you for listening, and please vote no to prohibition. Let's together turn the corner on the war on drugs and plot a new course. In return, I promise to be a good neighbor and a responsible business in our community. Last of all, I'd like to thank KFSK for giving me this opportunity, and please come and support them in their current fundraising. I can't imagine this town without them.